Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. California is at the tail end of a series of winter storms that closed out the end of the year. These systems brought much-needed snow across the state, including over 2 feet in parts of Tahoe in what's been called a Christmas miracle, as well as heavy rain across the Sacramento Valley, all of which was just a welcome change from a snow drought going into the winter season. These storms have also provided a welcome boost to California's snowpack, which is crucial to supporting the state's water supply throughout the rest of the year. Joining us with the latest update is Andrew Schwartz, the director of UC Berkeley's Central Sierra Snow Lab, located at Donner Summit. Welcome back, Andrew.
Thank you for having me on, Vicky. It's a pleasure to be here.
So how have the past couple weeks been up at the summit?
Snowy, thankfully. We've had about 7.25 feet of snowfall in the last 1 to 2 weeks. It's been really fantastic. It's like December 23rd hit, and then we've had nothing but winter storms since. So it's been great.
Yeah, and this also follows, I mean, state officials, DWR, they recently held their first snow survey of the year. That happened last week, and it found that statewide, the snowpack is at 71% of average. So how does this compare to recent years or even just historic snow totals?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where we've seen patterns like this happen before. In fact, just a couple years ago, we had a relatively slow start to the season where we, I think, had worse numbers for the January 1st measurement. There's so much variability in our early season that it's hard to say, where should we be at for average, you know? So it's kind of funny. We had that measurement. A lot of people were worried, and here we are, right back up to median here at the Central Sierra Snow Lab. So we're in good shape.
And snowpack is different than water content. So can you explain what water content is? Because that's really the sweet spot, what we want for the snowpack.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we measure snowfall, which is how much snow has fallen, snowpack generally in depth above the ground, and then snow water equivalent, which is what you referenced. And snow water equivalent is the amount of water that will get out of the snowpack when we melt it. And so even though we may have gotten 7 feet of snow, generally fresh snow means that it's about 10 inches of snow to 1 inch of water. So that'll produce 7 inches of water when it melts.
Okay. And conditions aren't the same across California. So which parts of the state are faring better?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Down south is where we see the best snowpack. In fact, right as of today, we have about 114% of normal snowpack in the Southern Sierra. Up north, though, not quite as good. We're at 61% here in the Central Sierra. Kind of like last year, we're right in the middle. We're balancing things out a little bit.
Is there a region of the Sierra that is more preferable to having a more robust snowpack? Is the north better than the south? Does it matter?
It does a little bit. So much of our water resource comes from the Northern Sierra or the Central Sierra, you know, as those rivers like the San Joaquin and the Sacramento get shipped south, we want those to have plenty of water, of course. So generally speaking, we do want more water around Northern and Central California because that's where a lot of our water throughout the state comes from. That said, there's no place there's not a bad place within the state to have a good snowpack.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Exactly.
All snowfall is welcome, regardless of where in the state. Just a month ago, though, California was in a snow drought, and that was according to federal drought officials, as we just had a lot of rain, a lot of precipitation that fell due to warmer weather. So what are the consequences of having all of that rain falling as opposed to snow?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. We started the year warm. We have actually about 160% of average rain and snowfall at the lab, meaning that the rain's really paying dividends. The challenges for that being that our reservoirs are used also as flood mitigation, which means we can't store every drop that comes in. So the way we can get around this and really help with our water resources is when we go into winter, our snowpack builds up, and that means that water isn't immediately going downstream and into our reservoirs where we might have to release it. So it's a good thing to have that rain. It helps wet our soil so that our snowpack doesn't have to go into the soil before it runs off. But we definitely want to see snow.
Yeah. What if there is more higher elevation snow at this point? I mean, we have, you know, a decent snowpack right now. If you have, you know, more rainfall as opposed to snow, does that hurt the snowpack that we've just built up?
It can. And honestly, this is one of those areas that we don't understand about snow super well. Those that were around for the New Year's Eve floods in Yosemite Valley in 1997, you know, those, or sorry, New Year's Day floods, those were a result of rain falling on fresh snow. There were massive floods that happened in Reno at that same time. But there's been other rain on snow events that have even happened in the last few years where it'll rain a ton, but we just get a little pulse up in our rivers. So it's kind of challenging for us to know which one will occur when we get a rainstorm. But that said, obviously we're hoping that it'll seep into the snowpack and kind of bulk it up rather than cause these catastrophic floods by melting it.
What do our reservoirs look like as of today?
They look really good. Honestly, most, if not all, are at average or above average for this time of year. Those last several above average or average years in our snowpack and our water intake with rain as well have really paid dividends to keeping us in a good spot moving into this winter.
How fast can conditions change, though? Because we're still early in the season.
We are still early in the season. Yeah, January through February, those are our snowiest months, and they can change on a dime. You know, we were very, very dry going into these last 2 weeks, and the models are looking like we could be dry for the next 2 weeks. So, you know, it's hard to say with any certainty what the rest of the season will look like because things are always up in the air in that regard. But we just kind of hope that it balances out when all is said and done.
Yeah, I mean, given that there is this extended dry period that is forecasted for, you know, the next week or so, is that concerning to you?
Not necessarily. We see these dry periods occur a lot in January with regards to snowfall, and they're becoming more common, and they delay things even further. So we have these big high pressure systems that set up and really prevent us from getting snow in the second half of January, and it tends to happen a lot. Now, if that all of a sudden goes into February and we start getting these really long periods without precipitation, that's when we're going to start to worry, because we can see dry periods during January. We don't want it to be for the rest of the season, right?
Yeah. I'm going to ask you a question that might be one of the more frustrating ones because you get it a lot. I mean, people ask, and myself included, I mean, is there any indication, given these latest round of storms, for how the rest of the winter will play out, given that, I mean, the April 1st, you know, marker is really historically the main one that we're looking at. So that's still like a couple months away.
Yeah, it is. And right now, it's hard to say. You know, we're going into this dry period. Realistically, with the climatological outlooks, we're expecting somewhere between totally wet and totally dry. With the La Nina setting up the way it has, we are looking at potentially average precipitation. We'll see if that happens. But the big thing is that we are expecting to be warmer than average for the rest of the winter. So it could be that we see a lot more rain than snow as we move forward.
All right. Well, I guess as it stands on January 5th, what does your level of optimism look like for the rest of the snow season?
You know, we're at average, we're moving forward, we're above average on our overall precipitation. I would say cautious optimism until otherwise determined.
Well, Andrew, as always, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Vicki.
Andrew Schwartz is the director of UC Berkeley's Central Sierra Snow Lab, and we've been getting an update on California's snowpack following a series of winter storms that brought much-needed snow as well as rain across large parts of the state. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, send us an email. We're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Andrew Garcia, senior producer Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our audio engineer is Steven Starbuck. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to 2026. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.